And we are off and running and running and ready to have a little fun here in the next couple of minutes as we recap day number 36 of the Major League Baseball regular season. Steve Lennox, Lennox on Baseball live stream podcast. That's baseball, Sugar's Random Thoughts as well. We remind you as we kick things off here, our interview earlier in the day on Thursday, May the 2nd, 2024, with Jonathan Mayo from MLB Pipeline. .com and MLB.com, up and available on our Lennox on Baseball Facebook page, also available on YouTube as well. At some point in time, we'll hit some of the other social media outlets as well. That's baseball has been our opening segment, but since last Sunday, we've been doing a little, you know, that next card up. Opened up a 2023 Topps baseball card set, 16 in all. Opened up the first two cards, Adley Rutschman of the Orioles and Aaron Judge of the Yankees. And we've got another card here ready to go. Buddy Kennedy was our last, and our next is Sonny Gray. And Sonny Gray is our first pitcher. Sonny Gray, previous 2 years with the St. Louis Cardinals now, or with the Minnesota Twins, I should say, now with the Cardinals and pitching very, very well with St. Louis. Great pickup by the Cardinals during the offseason with Sonny Gray. We get into That's Baseball, and years ago, when it was Sirius Satellite Radio and XM Satellite Radio, I worked for XM Satellite Radio out of Washington, D.C., and interviewed singer-songwriter Terry Cashman. Again, this is going back years now. And if you're not familiar with the name Terry Cashman, you should be as a baseball fan. Doing you a favor right there. Terry Cashman, again, singer-songwriter, actually played minor league baseball in the Detroit Tigers organization many, 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 many years ago. And if you're thinking Terry Cashman, you think Talking Baseball, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, his number one song. Think Play by Play, I Saw It on the Radio. Also think of Brooklyn Almost Died and Seasons in the Sun. Worth your time to search out those songs, especially as we head towards the weekend. But Terry Cashman singing Talking Baseball, That's Baseball. Again, recapping day number 36 of the Major League Baseball regular season. I had a little Kush ball or something with the Kansas City Royals logo on it. I'm missing it right now, so something in the hands right now. It's the iPod case. Nationals Rangers wrapped up their series in Arlington on Thursday. Nationals 1-0 victory in game two of the series on Wednesday. Rangers return the favor with a shutout victory in the finale on Thursday afternoon. They take 2 out of 3 in the series, win the finale 6-1. Nathan Eovaldi, 8 strikeouts over 5 1/3 innings. Picked up the win, but he did exit in the sixth inning with a groin issue. We'll see if he's able to make his next start during, what will be the upcoming week after Sunday. Jonah Heim, 2 hits, a walk RBI, 2 runs scored. Travis Jankowski delivered a 2-run single for the Rangers. That in the eighth inning. Again, Eovaldi picked up the win. Bullpen preserving the shutout the rest of the way. Nationals just 2 runs in the series over the 3 games. Their 1-0 victory in game two of the series. And if the Nationals had won the finale on Thursday, they would have gone to a game over 500 for the first time this season. And for the first time since July of 2021, think about that. They would have been above 500, just 1 game above 500 for the first time since July of 2021. Did not happen for the Nationals on Thursday against the Rangers. Francisco Lindor. Not in the starting lineup Thursday for the Mets in their series finale against the Cubs, dealing with an illness. Lindor felt good enough to come off the bench, delivered a pinch hit, 2-run double, that in the sixth inning. And with that base hit that played it a couple, the Mets got to within a run at 6-5. Lindor stayed in the game, ended up with 3 at-bats. Bottom of the 11th, delivered with his second 2-run double of the ball game, and that was the game-winning hit. Mets walk off with a 7-6 victory against the Cubs. They earn a split of that series. Remember last Sunday, they had to walk off Mark Vientos, the home run, in extra innings to avoid the series sweep at the hands of the Cardinals at Citi Field. With the win in walk-off fashion on Thursday, Cubs and Mets split the 4-game series at Citi Field. Starling Marte cutting down runners at the plate. Did it in the 10th inning. Did it again in the 11th inning. Marte throwing out a couple of base runners. Christopher Morel, 2-out, 3-run home run. That came off Mets starter Adrian Hauser in the 5th inning. At that point, it was a 4-0 Cubs lead. Again, Mets comeback win at 7-6 in extra innings. Cubs went 3-4 through Boston and New York, and they're back at home weekend series against the Brewers. That starts at Wrigley Field on Friday afternoon. Pete Alonso in the series, in the finale against the Cubs on Thursday, 0 for 5, 3 strikeouts on the homestand, 1 for 24, 1 home run, 8 strikeouts. The Mets now open up a series against the Rays in St. Pete on Friday. They'll be in Florida for the weekend. ESPN's Kylie McDaniel reporting on Thursday. The Mets are going to bring up their top pitching prospect, according to MLB.com and MLBPipeline.com. Christian Scott, ranked as their number 5 overall prospect, is going to be called up, and the 24-year-old is going to make his major league debut for the Mets in game 2 of that series on Saturday at Tropicana Field. Orioles, take care of business. Orioles got a run in the third on a Ryan Mountcastle home run. Orioles then went in front with 2 runs in the fourth inning against the Yankees, added 4 more runs in the fifth. Orioles take the finale 7-2 against the Yankees at Camden Yards. Jorge Mateo, Ryan McKenna also homering for Baltimore. Orioles taking 3 of 4 in the series against the Yankees. The first series of the season between the two clubs from the AL East. They do not meet again until they have a 3-game series in the Bronx that June 18th, 19th, 20th. Good tickets still available for that series. Kyle Bradish, another bright spot for the Orioles. Bradish made his season debut for the Orioles, 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, 84 pitches, needed one more win to qualify, one more out in that fifth inning to qualify for the win. Instead, they go to the bullpen, but a good sign with Bradish getting back in there and got up to 84 total pitches. So he stretched out as he was coming back for his first start in early May. If they can have him healthy over the course of the season, that's a good sign for the Orioles. I'm going to throw this one out there again. And if you've been with us over the last couple of days, the theme with our recaps, runners in scoring position and the last production in those situations. The Yankees, 0-for-8 in runners in scoring position in the series opener. Just 1-for-18 in the series. Yankees in the finale, 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Just the one base hit, 1-for-18. That just is not going to get it done. Orioles take 3 of 4 in the series. And someone posed this on X, formerly known as the Twitter. Did the Orioles send a message to the Yankees by taking 3 of 4 in the series? I say no. No. Because you know why? Because the Orioles are a damn good club. They won the AL East last year, right? Rough go of it in October. Boom. Out of it just like that. Blink of an eye. But this isn't the Yankees have to take notice because the up-and-coming Orioles spanked us around a little bit and taking 3 of 4 at Camden Yards. No, the Orioles are right there. Right there. They're going to be right in the thick of things all season long. And who knows, maybe a second straight AL Eastern Division title for the regular season. Marlins. The Marlins are on the roll. Maybe they're sending a little bit of a message right now. Marlins on Thursday completing the 3-game series sweep against the Rockies. 1-10, 5-4. Jesus Sanchez, the role of hero for Miami. Sanchez ending it with a 2-out RBI base hit in the Marlins' 10th inning. Josh Bell home run, his 4th of the year. That was a solo shot in the 3rd for Miami. Rockies. Rockies just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position and dropping their 5th in a row on Thursday. Swept as well. And this is starting to kind of just continue to grow because the Rockies, 31 games, 7-24 record. They have trailed. They have not won a game this season when they've scored first and never given up the lead. They've trailed in every single game at some point so far this year through their first 31. How about Yaz homering at Fenway Park? This was a storyline on Thursday. Giants able to take the finale against the Red Sox, taking it by a score of 3-1 with the win on Thursday. Giants avoid being swept by the Red Sox, and the Red Sox winning streak also coming to an end as well. They had won 4 in a row entering Thursday's action, but Mike Yastrzemski, homering at Fenway Park, grandson of Hall of Famer and Red Sox legend Carl Yastrzemski, who did visit the ballpark prior to the game, didn't stick around, and grandson Mike understood that. But Mike Yastrzemski homering in the ball game, 3rd of the season, 2nd career home run for Mike Yastrzemski at Fenway Park. 3-1 the final, Giants over the Red Sox. The original Yaz, again, met with his grandson, went to the Giants clubhouse prior to the game. Camilo Duval picked up the save, his 6th on the year, as he worked a scoreless 9th inning. Guardians and Astros played regulation on Thursday. Series finale in Houston, and this game was all by itself on Thursday's schedule. 6 games in action, 5 of the 6 day games around baseball. Guardians, Astros, night game in Houston. Astros take the finale 8-2. With that, they take 2 of 3 in the series from Cleveland. John Singleton putting the Astros in front. 2-run home run in the 6th inning. He added a sac fly and picked up another RBI in the Astros' 5-run 7th inning. Jose Altuve continues to hit, 3 hits and a run knocked in. Spencer Arrighetti gave up 2 runs over 5 2/3 innings. Did not pick up a win, but it's the first win in 4 starts for the Astros when Arrighetti takes the mound. That is a recap of day number 36 in the Major League Baseball regular season. Again, just 7 games, or 6 games rather, on the schedule. Full slate of games on Friday with series getting underway, including the Marlins and the A's. That's a series this weekend in Oakland, and you've got the Braves and Dodgers in Los Angeles as well, beginning on Friday night. Sugar's Random Thoughts brought to you by the Yellow Rose of Talbot Bed and Breakfast in Easton, Maryland. If you are considering a stay on the beautiful Maryland Eastern Shore this spring, summer, or fall, consider a stay at the Yellow Rose of Talbot B&B. Tell my sister Tammy, my brother-in-law Kenneth, that I sent you their way. I'm really enjoying this. Don't do it every day, but do it today. When was the last time you heard this name? When was the last time you heard the name Mike Greenwell? How about that one? Greenwell, third-round pick by the Red Sox back in 1982 out of North Fort Myers High School. The same high school, I did not know this until earlier tonight, the same high school as primetime Deion Sanders. Did not know that one. Greenwell, 12 seasons in the big leagues, all in Boston with the Red Sox, finished second to Jose Canseco in the AL MVP voting in 1988. That was Greenwell's age 24 season. Slash line, .325, .416 on base, .531 slugging. And I wonder if on base percentage, as I was looking at those numbers for Mike Greenwell from the 1988 season, I wonder if on base had the same popularity, the same publicity as it does present day, if Greenwell perhaps would have finished ahead of Jose Canseco. That .416 on base percentage, certainly impressive. 192 hits for Greenwell in 1988, 39 doubles, 8 triples, 22 home runs, and a career-high 119 RBIs. That was his only season in 12 seasons with Boston where he reached the 100 RBI mark. Again, a career-high 119. We thank Baseball Reference for the numbers and knowledge, as some of those numbers right there for Mike Greenwell from his 1988 season with the Boston Red Sox. Kind of sticking with that Boston theme, I'm not sure if Sam Malone of Cheers fame, Ted Danson, gets enough credit for being one of the great fictional baseball characters of all time, whether on TV or on the big screen as well. Again, our latest Lennox on Baseball chat reminder, we visited with Jonathan Mayo on Thursday. That interview with Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com and MLBPipeline.com available. It was on X. It's still available there. Also on our YouTube channel at Lennox on Baseball, and also on our Facebook page as well. That is a wrap on day number 36 of the Major League Baseball regular season. And I leave you with one final random thought. I'm really looking forward to the Marlins and A's getting underway in Oakland on Friday night. We'll talk soon, everyone.